Alamance County Voter Guide. Terry S. Johnson, Republican. Johnson did not respond to the survey questions. Kelly T. White, Democrat. Background, 24 years of law enforcement, leading two North Carolina agencies as interim chief of police. State Coordinator, Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training. Vice President of the North Carolina Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators. A BA in Criminal Justice. Describe your top two or three priorities. The first priorities are A. Ensure functional body cameras of all law enforcement officers. And B. Require Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, CALEA, certification. Also, increase diversity in the department and increase public trust by being accountable and accessible to all. What steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel, requiring officer body cameras for each citizen encounter, as well as partnering with mental health, social services, and community agencies, assisting in designing comprehensive community support. Website, kellywhiteforsheriff.com, for is spelled F-O-R, kellywhiteforsheriff.com. U.S. Senate, vote for one. Sherry Beasley, Democrat. Background, I've served our state for nearly 30 years as a public defender, judge, and chief justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, where I've worked to uphold the Constitution, protect our rights, and keep communities safe, no matter the politics. Please describe your top two or three priorities. North Carolina's next senator must fight to lower costs for our communities, provide access to good-paying jobs, and grow our economy, from capping the cost of insulin to $35 a month, growing manufacturing and industry jobs across our state, to ensuring access to affordable child care. Describe how you would address one specific issue: price increases and inflation. There's no doubt we need to lower costs. I would hold corporations like Big Oil accountable for flagrantly price gouging and putting their shareholders above the interests of working North Carolinians. We also must continue to grow a Made in America economy, so events abroad don't raise prices here. Website, sherrybeasley.com. That's CHERIBEASLEY.com. Shannon W. Bray, BRAY, Libertarian. Background, I am an anti-war combat veteran and an expert in the technology sector. I've worked for various departments of the federal government, including deployments to Afghanistan. I have a master's in cybersecurity and am a huge advocate for blockchain. Please describe your top two or three priorities: veteran affairs, cybersecurity, personal liberty. Describe how you would address one specific issue: gun regulation. I am opposed to any gun laws. Under the U.S. Constitution, the people have the right to arm themselves against anything that may attack their home. There are no conditions to the Constitution. Website, shannonbray.us. That's shannonbray.us. Ted Budd, Republican. Ted Budd did not respond to our survey. Matthew Hoh, H-O-H, Green. Background. Disabled Marine Corps combat veteran. Please describe your top two or three priorities. My priority is North Carolina's working families. This means health care through Medicare for all, education available without cost at all levels, affordable housing, debt cancellation, and paying workers fair and just wages that are adjusted annually for inflation. We must end the war on drugs. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Price increases and inflation. Adjust the minimum wage to reflect inflation and update it every year. Provide health care and education to all, and forgive medical and student debt to cut household costs. Begin a Green New Deal to end fossil fuel dependence, provide clean, renewable energy, and create millions of high-paying jobs. Website, MatthewHohForSenate.org. For is spelled F-O-R, and the last name is spelled H-O-H. Matthew HOHFOR Senate.org. U.S. House of Representatives, District 4. Valerie P. Foushee, F-O-U-S-H-E-E, Democrat. Background. I am a retired administrator from the Chapel Hill Police Department. I was born and raised in this district and have served in elected office here for 25 years. From the school board to the state senate, it has been my honor to serve my community. Please describe your top two or three priorities. As a nation, we must address rising costs and inflation, climate change, and health care. It is critical that we create an economy where everyone can succeed, that Americans don't have to choose between their health care and their mortgage, and that we act on climate change before it's too late. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Access to abortion. It's critical that we codify Roe v. Wade into law and ensure that women have autonomy over their bodies no matter where they live. I'm prepared to vote to protect abortion on day one. Health care decisions are deeply personal and should be made in consultation with doctors, not the government. Website, ValerieFauci.com. ValerieFauci.com. Courtney Giles, G-E-E-L-S, Republican. Background, registered nurse, mostly emergency room. Please describe your top two or three priorities. Outlaw executive orders. It doesn't matter what party has control. It is dangerous to give that much power to one person. Funds should come as a voucher to parents to choose their child's school. Reform Medicaid and Medicare. Ensure working people have coverage. Medicare should cover quality elderly care. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Gun regulation. Restricting gun ownership for law-abiding citizens is against the Second Amendment. I do not support this practice. What I would focus on regarding violence is funding for law enforcement, securing the border, and funding mental health with preventative care and acute / chronic mental health facilities. Website, CourtneyGeelsForCongress.com. And for is spelled F-O-R. Geels is spelled G-E-E-L-S. So it's CourtneyGeelsForCongress.com. Electing county leaders. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said the arc of history bends toward justice, but it can be a jagged journey. Don't be too idealistic about what one politician can achieve, because that may lead you to become cynical about politics. Democracy is messy, with many voices and demands in the mix. Persistence and organizing with others will pay off. A small number of votes can swing a local election. County commissioners. Alamance County voters will elect two of the five members on the Board of County Commissioners in 2022. The board sets the annual budget for schools, elections, Sheriff's Department, and other agencies. And it oversees zoning, affordable housing, transit options, and other vital services. The election is partisan, with party labels by the candidates' names. You may vote for up to two of the candidates seeking election this year. They are Steve Carter, Republican, Craig Turner, Republican, Anthony Pierce, Democrat. Board of Education. Three of the seven Alamance Burlington School Board members will be elected in 2022. The board hires the superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. The election is nonpartisan. Vote for up to three of the candidates. Leonard Harrison, Charles Parker, Dan W. Engel, Seneca Rogers, Chuck Marsh, Avery Wagner. North Carolina General Assembly. Alamance County voters will send three legislators to the General Assembly in Raleigh to debate and adopt laws and a state budget affecting jobs, health care, schools, taxes, discrimination, roads, voting, pollution, abortion, guns, and more. Legislators represent voters in particular districts. District lines have been redrawn. To find your district, go to ncvoter.org/ NCVOTER.DISTR. Again, that's NCVOTER.org/DISTR. Choose your North Carolina Senate and North Carolina House legislators depending on the district where you live. NC House District 63, Ricky Hurtado, Hurtado, Democrat, versus Stephen Ross, Ross, Republican. NC House District 64, Ron Osborne, Osborne, Democrat, versus Dennis Riddle, Riddell, Republican. NC Senate countywide, Sean C. Ewing, Ewing, Democrat, versus Amy Scott Galey, Galey, Republican. Learn about the candidates on your ballot at ncvoterguide.org, ncvoterguide.org, and vote411.org. Vote411, that's the number 4, .org. Where to vote early, October 20th to November 5th. Best choice. Take advantage of evening, weekday, and weekend hours to vote early. You can also register to vote during early voting. Voters in Alamance County may use any of the 5 early voting sites listed below. The 5 sites are open weekdays, October 20th through November 4th, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, October 29th and November 5th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, October 30th, from 1 to 5 p.m. And here are the 5 sites. Graham Recreation Center, 311 College Street in Graham. Kernodal Senior Center, 1535 South Mabane Street, Burlington. Elmira Community Center, 810 Wicker Street, Burlington. Mabane Arts and Community Center, 633 State Road, 1997, Mabane. Elon South Gym, 326 South Antioch Avenue, Elon.